Once again, our story takes us to the General Assistance Department in Whitehall. There we find Lennox Brown, Lamb, and Secretary Mildred Murphy discussing the Staff Magazine and other such important business matters.
Here you are, Mr. Lennox Brown and Mr. Lamb. Here are your copies of this month's Staff Magazine.
Oh, good, good. Thank you, Mildred. Look, there's a cartoon of Sir Gregory on the front cover there. Oh, yes, look. Oh, yes, they've got him to a T.
Yes, that's him, all right. Oh, old scowl-jowls.
Yes, don't you think they've got him to a T, Mildred?
Well, yes.
To a T?
Well...
To a T?
Oh, T, I might have known. T, 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 get on my nerves. It just gets on my...
Well, this should be a pretty good issue of the Staff Magazine. I've written a little bit for it myself, you know.
Yes, you told me several times.
Yes, yes. Old Smetherby at the Board of Trade, he's the editor, of course. Yes, he begged me, absolutely begged me to write a piece about the duties of a civil servant. He's an awfully good chap, that Smetherby. He's very capable. I've always thought so, you know.
Look here. They've used my piece. There you are, look. Page 6.
Oh, yes. Yes, and page 7. My Holiday in Ostend by R. Lamb. And what's this here? Continued next month.
Yes. Well, who'd have thought it, eh?
Can't you find something original to write about?
Original?
Yes, the only time you write anything for the Staff Magazine is when you come back from leave, and it's always the same thing. My Holiday in Ostend by R. Lamb. My Holiday in Brighton by R. Lamb. My Holiday in Chorlton come Hardy by R. Lamb and so on.
Yes, well, I mean, people are jolly interested in that sort of thing, you know. Whenever I go on holiday, I always try to come back with a little piece.
Never mind your habits. We're talking about the Staff Magazine.
You call that dinner?
Says here it serves 6.
6? 6 what? Fasting fleas, darting dwarfs, hibernating hedgehogs, bloated goldfish.
If advertisers cook up stories, you can make them eat their words.
Huh?
Cats just eaten it.
Report misleading advertising to the Advertising Standards Authority at P.O. Box 10537, Johannesburg 2000, and help us keep advertising honest.
Discover white gold in Benson & Hedges Special Mild. Now South Africa's best-selling mild cigarette. So move to mildness and stay with taste. Benson & Hedges Special Mild.
It's moonshine and snoozer till we're old. Enjoying the taste of white gold. The whole world's sold.
Dis u Henkel Gombureau met raad vir taai probleme. Vandag, hoe om u krokodil klem in die kake te gee. Smeer 'n dun laagie Patex kontakkleefmiddel aan die bo- en ondertande. Gou-gou. Klap nou sy bek toe. Sie daar, jou krokodil het klem in die kake. Danksy Patex kontakkleefmiddel. Patex kontakkleefmiddel. Een van die talle Henkel gomme wat klou soos 'n klits.
Yes, well, I can't seem to find my bit in the magazine.
Oh, can't you? Let's have a look, then. Cooking Pheasants in Brandy by G. Smith of Pensions and National Assistance Board. Reader's Letters, Garden Notes.
Oh, yes, A Good Year for Leeks by P. Green of the Admiralty.
And then there's Crosswords, Retirements... Oh, look, here we are, here we are. This must be your piece here at the bottom of page 29. Yes, just in between Kitty's Corner and Just a Moment. Oh, yes, 4.5 lines.
4.5 lines? But after all, I... Oh, really, that fellow Smetherby wants his head read. I never could understand why they made him an editor. Hello! Ah, good grief. I mean, no. Good morning, Sir Gregory. How nice to hear from you on this fine, fine morning. And what can we do for you?
You can leave the country.
Yes, very good, Sir Gregory. Very humorous, yes. Always helps to start the day with a little chuckle, doesn't it, eh?
Yes, but I'm not joking, Lennox Brown.
Yeah, very good, yeah.
The three of you are going to Frankenstein.
Frankenstein? Is that anything like Ballymucky?
Frankenstein is in the Middle East, you fool.
But Sir Gregory, Ballymuck is one thing, but Frankenstown and the Middle East, don't you think it's going a bit too far, just because we've done something wrong?
You haven't done anything wrong, man. You're going on a diplomatic mission.
A diplomatic mission? Us? Oh, well, I am surprised.
I wasn't.
No?
No, I was absolutely flabbergasted. Apparently, the Foreign Office is snowed under at the moment, so you'll have to go.
Oh, yes, of course, Sir Gregory. Yes, you can rely on us.
To make a muck of it, yes. But don't you dare, Lennox Brown. Don't you dare.
Oh, ye of little faith.
And much experience, Lennox Brown. Now, listen. There's a file coming round from the Foreign Office all about it. All the details are in there. You leave this evening, so get organized. And if you do make a muck of it, Lennox Brown, don't come back.
Yes, of course, Sir Gregory. Just leave everything to us. And goodbye, Sir Gregory, and do give my very best regards to your old Frankenstein. I mean, Frankenstein. Hello. Hello, Sir Gregory. Oh, dear, we seem to have been cut off again.
File you said you were expecting.
Oh, yes, thank you, Mildred. Right, let's have a look. What does it say here? Diplomatic and trade mission to Frankenstein. Yes, that's one.
Oh, do I really have to come along?
Well, there are three tickets here. Roland Lennox Brown, Richard Lamb, and Mildred Murphy.
Well, I never.
Nor did I. I wonder where Frankenstein is exactly.
Probably one of those places that's swimming in oil.
Yes, well, I wouldn't be surprised. Oh, well, isn't Mr. Lamb back yet, by the way?
No, not yet. He went home to pack. And also said that he had to stop by at the library for something or other.
Well, I hope he hurries back. I'd like him to be here while I go through these files so that he can take in a few of the details.
I say, number one, while I was packing, I heard on the news that tomorrow's a day of national celebration in Frankenstein.
Well, you can understand it, can't you? They can't often get visitors of our caliber. Well, of my caliber, anyway. Anyway, let's just have a look at the file and check the details, shall we?
Yes, all right, number one.
There we are. Ah, what does it say? A special note to the British representative. Although Frankenstein is surrounded by oil-rich countries, it does not seem to have any of its own. However, in view of the delicate Middle East situation, it is essential that we conclude an Anglo-Frankistani trade pact. Buy as much of their national products as Frankenstein is willing to sell. Well, I thought that was obvious. By the way, what's that you're carrying? What is it? It looks like an old lace curtain you've got there.
Well, it is an old lace curtain. It's from my landlady's sitting room. I'm taking it along as a mosquito net, you see.
Yes, good thinking. Yes, we ought to dress for the climate, I suppose. I better take my old khaki shorts.
Yeah, I got this book of everyday Frankistani phrases from the library on my way back.
Oh, yes, that could be very useful. Have you learned anything yet?
Oh, yes, I have. I can say, lead me to the British consul. My camel has expired.
Really? My word. Well, let's hear you say it.
Then, well, I've just said it. Lead me to the British consul.
Oh,
because...
glory. Well, come on, let's make sure we've got everything we need. Salt tablets.
Right.
Meatloaf.
Yes.
And the most important thing of all, tea.
There you are, then, Cobbers. This is it, Frankenstein.
Oh. Well, how can you tell? It's all just sand.
Well, that's all Frankenstein is. Anyway, hop out. I've got to be off.
You mean you're just going to leave us here in the middle of the desert?
What do you want me to do? Stay and hold your hands?
No, but I mean, what do we do?
Well, that's your problem, mate. Don't worry, somebody will be around to have a look at you just now.
Oh. Well, bring the bags, will you, please, number two?
What, me? All of them?
Of course. With a lot to do, preparing my speech for the official welcome.
Oh, do you want me to take anything down, Mr. Lennox Brown?
Well, I wouldn't say no.
Shorthand for your speech.
No, I don't think so, thank you, Mildred. My brain should be sufficient to cope.
I I suppose so, so long as it's quite a short speech.
That is quite enough of that. Thank you very much, Mildred. Now, where has number two got? Oh, really? Come along, number two.
I'm coming.
Right, Cobbers, that's it then. Cheerio. Have fun.
Yes. Well, I must say, this is a fine state of affairs. This is an official British delegation. There is no one here to welcome us.
I'm not so sure about that, Mr. Leonard Brown.
How do you mean, Mildred?
Look over there. Coming out from behind that sand dune.
Yes, look. 9 people.
Yes, probably illiterate.
Really? I would have thought they were Frankistanis.
Really, number two.
Well, what are we going to do then?
Well, I'm going to give them my speech of welcome, of course. people of Frankistan, we come to you in peace, and we trust to your own good hospitality that we do not return in pieces. Well, yes, I represent the British government, and my name is Roland Lennox Brown.
And a mighty fine name it has been, too. I myself are being called Prince Mukherjee of Pakistan. And if you are wanting to be exactly, I am being Rampasad Hari by Spoonilal B. Mukherjee, the number three of Frankistan.
I see. Yes, well, I'm jolly pleased to meet you, Prince Mukherjee. And I am the leader of the British Trade Mission, and this is my second in command, Mr. Richard Lamb.
How do you do?
Only too goodly, yes. But please allow me to be introducing 8 of my white ladies.
Hmm? You've got 8 wives?
Oh, indeed, no. Indeed, goodness, no.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
I'm having 64.
64 wives.
Oh, indeed, yes. But you must be pleased remembering that I am only been collecting for 10-year time.
I see.
I'm getting the first real lady wives by my number 14th birthday.
Oh, fancy that. All I got was a copy for Scouting for Boys.
But tell me, Prince Mukherjee, why did you only bring 8 of them along?
Oh, they are being coming here for special treaty, you see, because they are being the quarter-finalists in the Royal Wives Tennis Playing Tournament. This is being their prize, being allowed to be coming with me on a trip to the airport.
How very quaint.
Indeed. But please be telling me, who is this charming lady wife that you are bringing with you?
Oh, I'm sorry, I'd forgotten. She isn't my wife, actually, Your Majesty. I'd like to present to you my secretary, Miss Mildred Murphy.
The British government is getting more generous by the time. What a goodly present she will be being. 1,000,000,000 thank you.
No, just a minute. I don't think you understand. When he says he presents her, he doesn't mean he presents her. It simply means...
That I present her to you.
I am seeing. I think. Well, let us be on our way, gentlemen and fine lady. This very afternoon, we are talking about the treaty agreement. And tonight, because it is National Independence Day night, much, much feasting.
Hi, Pip Friedman for Medic Alert. You know, life is not a laugh for everyone. Diabetics, those with allergies, and many others have problems in emergencies. The wrong treatment can actually kill. And that's where Medic Alert saves lives, speaking for them when they're unable to. For more details, contact your own doctor or write to Box 4841, Cape Town. And members, if your disc does not have the new emergency telephone number, 254835, contact us urgently. Box 4841, Cape Town.
Reg om die wêreld is dit die geur wat tel. Kruiwen ei mentol sigarette in die kompakte, praktiese 30s en die oorspronklike 20s pakkie. Kruiwen ei mentol, 'n tradisie van uitmuntende kwaliteit.
Get us Cocoa Pops. Get us Cocoa Pops.
Right. Now, everything set? Is it number two?
Oh, yes, I think so. Number one, I mean, we've got papers, pencils, maps. Yes, it's all here.
What about you, Mildred? All organized?
I think so, Mr. Lennox Brown. You know, there's one thing you forgot to tell me about this prince.
Oh, and what's that?
No girl should turn her back in his presence.
Oh. Is that a form of etiquette?
No, it's a form of self-defense.
Ah, this will be him now. Come in.
Greetings, all. Snatterswake's name. Personal assistant to Prince Mukherjee. Listen, the prince has sent me to tell you he's ready to sign the trade agreement.
Oh, yes, quite right. Yes, trade agreement, yes, of course. Yes, well, we've put a few things down here. For our part, we're able to offer aircraft, motor cars, clothes, textiles, electrical stuff, and all kinds of luxury goods.
Oh, smashing. Well, that's fine for us. Well, we can let you have enough sand to fill all the egg-timing machines in Western Europe in return for all that.
Well, that's splendid.
Jolly nice to think we'll never have to face another egg-timer crisis, isn't
it? Yes. And it's hard luck that you haven't any of this oil your neighbors have. You sure you've had a good look?
Oh, yeah, we had a good look. We've been looking all over the place. Now, there's no oil. Not yet. But we have something else apart from the sand to offer. We've got a stack of camels, plus all the byproducts, of course.
Yes, well, that's jolly good, and I'm sure we can work all this out to our mutual satisfaction.
Oh, good. And then, of course, this is a smashing place for tourists, you know. I mean, the prince has got a big surprise laid on for tomorrow. The opening of a brand new grand sewage system.
Sewage system? Isn't that nice?
Yes, jolly good, yes. Sewage system, yes.
Well, that's that then, that's finished. Oh, yes, one more thing. I've been asked to invite you all to dinner tonight at the Prince's Palace.
Oh, I say, dinner, that's very kind of you.
It'll be a traditional Frankistani party, and all the Prince's wives will be performing traditional exotic dances.
Oh, I say. We'll be there at 7:30. How are you enjoying the party, Mildred?
Isn't it?
Yes. Have you been talking to the prince at all?
Oh, aye. He's been chatting me up in the next room, telling me about the Bedouins. At least that's what I thought he said.
Yes. Well, looks as if he's on the prowl. Lucky for you, I'm here to protect you, Mildred.
Thanks very much. We should mind your own business.
Where's Mr. Lennox Brown, by the way?
Oh, he's sitting on a couch with the prince head's wife. Drinking wine from a goat skin. I shouldn't think he'll want to be disturbed.
Oh, what's that? More wine? Yeah, well, perhaps just another skinful. Yes, how very kind of you.
It is kind of you to honor our humble celebrations, Mr. Lennox Brown.
Oh, please, please, come, my dear. You can call me Roland.
Roland. It has a sound like surf breaking on a moonlit shore.
Oh. Oh, has it? Really? It's actually my father named me after the vicar.
And my name is Fatima.
Oh, I hope your friends don't call you Fatty. Anyway, I think the prince is fortunate to have such a charming little head wife.
Ah, there you are, Mr. Lennox Brown.
Hmm? Oh, yes, yes, Your Majesty. Just enjoying a bit of Frankistani delight, you know.
Now, my friendie, this is one highly auspicious occasion for everybody being here.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you. Now, tomorrow I'm signing a treaty binding together Britain and Frankistan. But tonight, I have been thinking of a symbolic unioning which will be linking our two great powers even closelier together.
What's
he talking about, number one?
I have the faintest idea.
I am referring to the special bond of marriage. And I am pleased to be saying that the choosing of the number 65 wifey in the Frankistani harem is being pouring on an English girlie, Miss Mildred Muffin. And I'm sure that my generous British guests will be agreeing to this.
Not on your Frankistanian Nelly. I've never heard of such a thing.
Oh,
Oh, come, come, gentlemen. This is not being in the spirit of mutual cooperating that we are talking about.
That's got nothing to do with it. When we said we'd supply with all kinds of luxury goods, it didn't include ministry secretaries. Mildred makes the best pot of tea in the ministry.
Ah. Then I must be making it totally clear that if I am not marrying this muffin, I am not signing the treaty.
And here is the news read by Ivor Longbottom. Miss Samantha Plunge, American heiress to the Plunge Millions, celebrated her 8th divorce today by disclosing that she is to start the world's first husband bank. Any wife may become a donor. And now, oil has been discovered in Frankistan. At the ceremonial opening of the Prince Mukherjee sewer system, onlookers gasped in astonishment as the sewer gates opened and oil flooded through. As the oil strike is one of the richest in recent years, it is believed that Frankistan will now become a very affluent society. I'm sorry. That should read affluent society.
Come along, number two. It's time to get up.
Where am I?
You're in Frankistan.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Number one, more than I just remembered. What's Sir Gregory going to say when he hears we've mucked up the trade agreement?
Oh, I doubt whether it's all that serious. After all, just how much Frankistani sand could we accommodate? Hello, Lennox Brown here.
Picking here. Thank goodness I caught you.
But I haven't been doing anything.
Not caught you out, you know. What about Prince Mukherjee, eh?
Well, it's funny you should ask that, Sir Gregory. I think you could say that we'll be returning home rather sooner than expected.
Aha, you've signed everything up already, have you?
No. Well, really, how shall I put it? The talks have broken down, Sir Gregory.
What?
That's it, yes. I knew you'd be pleased. After all, it wasn't much of an agreement.
You bungling idiot. Frankistan's found oil in a big way. Mukherjee's the most important man in the oil business now.
Oil? No, you're not pleased, are you, Sir Gregory?
You gang of incompetent nitwits. I asked you to fix a treaty with the man.
Oh, the treaty. Yes, we've got that. Don't worry. Yes, my staff drew that up yesterday.
You got the treaty? Mm. Well, why didn't you say so, man? When did the prince sign it?
When did the prince sign it? No, he hasn't signed it, Sir Gregory. As a matter of fact, he wasn't going to.
Oh, listen, you cretins. I've just got one thing to say. Get that Anglo-Frankistani treaty signed, sealed, and into the Foreign Office within 12 hours, or else there won't be a plane coming to fetch you.
Oh, yes, I see, Sir Gregory. Yes. Goodbye, and do give my very best regards to Lady P. Hello, Sir Gregory. Hello. No, the phones in this Frankistani hotel aren't much better than the phones back at the ministry. Number two. I think we're in trouble. We've got to get that treaty signed.
But he won't sign it until Mildred marries him.
And that is utterly unthinkable. Yeah. Only the lowest, rottenest cad could even consider that idea.
Quite right. I'll go and fetch her in, shall I? Just think of the sunshine, Mildred. The luxuries, the companionship of those other 64 wives. You'd love it.
Yes, and remember, you'd only have 1/65th of the washing up to do.
Well, maybe, but it isn't the sort of marriage I've always dreamt of. Just two people in some little cottage with thingies spreading on the walls.
Hmm?
You know, wisteria.
Well, this will be just 66 people living in a dirty great palace with hysteria spreading everywhere.
No, I'm sorry, Mr. Lamb, I can't. My Bernard wouldn't like it.
My dear Mildred, don't you see what's at stake? Your country needs that treaty. It needs Frankistani oil.
Exactly. It's the lifeblood of modern commerce. Without it, a country can die like a withered leaf.
Exactly again. And if Frankistan doesn't sign for us, other powers will step in. Could be an ugly struggle, the Third World War.
Oh, blimey. I don't know.
Blood would run, millions would die.
I think you've just lost Bernard.
Your name would go down in history's books of heroines.
I Well, all right, I'll do it then. My country needs me. Aye, well, Prince Mukherjee's a smashing good looker, isn't he?
Good, good, yes, yes. I knew you wouldn't let us down, Mildred. Now, come along quickly. We've got to get her to the prince before she changes her mind.
Dagse, ek is die testigen. Weet jy testig kan jou geld spaar? Koop dit en kyk net hoe groot word elke korrel. En omdat testig elke keer volmaak koek, mors jy niks. Dis nou ekonomies. Ja, daar's hoepelkoek genot en 'n bietjie testig reis.
Border to big Brazil, where summer lingers four seasons long. Brazil is string bikinis, Copacabana sands, and tropical nights that disappear in a samba. It's Sugarloaf and Carnival. It's Rio, Bahia, and Brasilia, the sun-happy world of the Stuyvesant people. Light up the mild one. Peter Stuyvesant, extra mild. The cigarette the world wants now.
Good morning, Your Majesty. I hope you, Your Majesty. Where is he, number two?
I think that's him standing on his head in the corner.
Hmm? Oh. Oh, yes. Your Majesty, we've come to talk over last night's silly misunderstanding. And, of course, Miss Murphy will be delighted to marry you.
One more time, please. There we are. I am completing 1 hour downside up. And I must be saying that you are terribly, terribly kind, but I'm afraid it is not being possible that there is being a marriage between me and Miss Muffin.
What? But you can't do that. She's just agreed.
I'm terribly sorry. I'm taking the advice of the wise old prophet and shall be from henceforth time devoting my life to righteousness and contemplating. No more white ladies. I'm preparing to become a monkey.
You are preparing to become a what?
A monkey. You know, those tieflings what are living by the monkey story.
Oh, I see. A monk.
That's being right.
Well, that's marvelous. Well, if you don't want to marry Mildred, there's nothing to hold up the treaty, is there?
Again, I am terribly sorry. I cannot sign the treaty.
But why not?
Because I am no longer Prince of Frankistan. I am renouncing the throne of my countryland.
Oh, you've renounced... Oh, glory. Then who does rule?
I'm giving my throne to my head wifey, Fatima. And she is telling me she is signing it on one condition and one condition only.
Oh, and what's the condition?
As the queen lady, Fatima will be having 92 husband men. And she is saying you must be one of them.
Yeah, well, I'm sure that we can... But I can't. No, I cannot.
Mr. Lennox Brown, there are times when you have to put your country's interests before your own.
No, I won't do it. I won't.
But if you don't, there could be an ugly struggle. A third world war. Blood will run. Millions.
I'm sorry. I can't do it.
Your name will go down in the history's book of heroes.
Oh, glory. Please get me Mrs. Lennox Brown on the phone then, will you please, Mildred?
I'm sorry. There's the number.
Well-oiled as the men from the miniature tonight were John Simpson and Roger Service. Signing their treaties were Maureen Adair, Tommy Reed, Tom Meehan, Frank Graham, and Brian Squires.
The script was written by Tom Meehan and produced by Brian Squires. Join the whole mad bunch at the same time next week for another romp down the corridors of power with the men from the ministry.